I just did a video on Twitter. I haven't posted it up yet because I wanted to do this episode really quickly and address some things a little bit further because you can't really put much out on Twitter. I haven't figured, I've seen people put videos out that are longer than 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I haven't figured out how they do that yet, but I'm gonna figure it out. So I was talking about a picture that was up that somebody had take that was taken during Kingvention. And it looks like Michael is in a cage. Now, I've gotten comments from people about it not looking like that while they're there, and it's not really, that's not really on their minds or whatever. What I try to get people to understand is what I see. And unfortunately, the way the world works, the way people have been conditioned, my opinion, what I have to say, is not valid unless I'm agreeing with everybody and what I have to say makes people feel good. Unfortunately, I can't say something that is a concern of mine and it be addressed in a proper manner because of the skin that I am in. And we're gonna go there. And we've gone there on several occasions in this fan base. And I've given people an excuse to mass block me, to ignore me, to not give me any attention. I've given you an excuse to do that. And you've given me exactly what I wanted. I do not want the attention on me. I do this for Michael, solely for Michael. And I have never put anybody else's love for Michael up against mine. I've never measured anybody. But I point out stuff when I know people are wrong. I point it out. The fact that history shows, and there is evidence that shows, that because of the skin that I am in, people do not listen to me. But that is not going to stop me from talking. I'm going to still say what I have to say. Michael Jackson came out of his mother's womb, and the skin that he was in was black. The skin that he was in when he was murdered, he was black. Okay? Some of y'all don't like this pointed out. You want to turn Michael into a cosmic being, create a whole thing, scenario in your head about who Michael Jackson is and was. I go by what Michael Jackson said. He was proud to be black. Very proud to be who he was. It's a lot of people having a hard time with that. We're going to address this situation and it's going to get taken care of because I'm not trying to be nice to anybody if you don't deserve it. I'm going to put that mirror in front of your face and I'm going to put the mirror in front of my face. I'm not going to sit here and act like I've done everything perfectly and I've done everything pleasing and I've done things that, you know, if Michael were here, that he would be proud to see. I'm not even going to go there on that. You defend Michael in your way and I'll defend him in mine. But when I see you are wrong, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to tell people to mass block you and ignore you and not value your opinion and not listen to you. People are afraid to say anything to me that are attached to people who put Kingvention together, MJ Cast, and people who are working with Taj on the documentary for Michael and MJJ Innocent Project, MJJ Innocent Project, the ones that put the Michael's picture on the castle in Scotland, handed Dan Reed a pamphlet of MJJ Innocent, MJJ Innocent Project, I believe that's what they call themselves. Shawnee Kane is one of the people that put this MJJ Innocent Project together. But he said some really fucking stupid shit about Jacko. And people have gotten him straight on that. And if I point this out, he's going to ignore me. But other people pointed it out too, that it wasn't right for him to say what he said. But nobody called for a mass blocking of Shawnee Kane, though. Nobody called to have him ignored. I have never, in the last 4 years that I have been defending Michael and been a part of this fan base and helping put truth and facts out there about him and say loving things about Michael, I have never once said anything that was fucked up about him. There have been different people to go and say things about Michael that were very disturbing. And this fan base still embraces those people till this day. Do you think I'm upset about that? Do you think I'm surprised by that? Do you think I am discouraged by that? No, I expect it. But I would hope that people would open their eyes and change and look at the man in the mirror. And I am not above that. I have never made myself seem like I am better than anyone. I have never made myself seem like I know everything. But I've put in a lot of fucking work. And I will be damned if I will be stopped, and if I will stop because of people feeling threatened and feeling bad about what I have to say. Like I said, history tells you and evidence shows that my opinion does not matter, and it doesn't make me feel bad that you see me in that way. I'm not saying you that's listening to this, but I'm talking about the people who see me in that way. And it's not just me and the skin that I'm in. I'm not the only person who has black skin that has been ignored. There is an issue in this fan base. There is a problem in this fan base that is ignored and that is not paid attention to. And y'all do the same stuff that's done out in the real world when it comes to issues that are concerning to black people. And people of color are not treated very well, but they still work with y'all. They still work with you. I've gone to people in their DMs just to see, but I already knew what the outcome was going to be, to offer my services, to ask, would you be on my podcast? I already knew they were going to say no. And I was still supportive of them. And I still am supportive of them because they do good work for Michael. But they fear these particular people that have asked the fan base to ignore me. And they have not been able to shut me down yet. They've not been able to stop me. I can do and go and take this on YouTube, and I can get billboards, and I can really make this shit explode. But I'm not going to do that, because that is not my purpose. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But I encourage other people of color, and I encourage other black people to continue talking out. to continue addressing your concerns, to continue to know that you are valued. Nobody is better than you. I'm not saying that every person that has worked on getting King Vention together, that has worked on MJ Cast, and that has worked with MJJ Innocent Project, I'm not saying that every single person is bad. But what I'm saying is there are some major issues that need to be addressed that nobody wants to address. And I'm going to keep putting it out there. And when you, just when you think the conversation is dead, I'm going to churn that shit right on back up. Because every single one of Michael Jackson's fans deserve to be heard. I don't care what their socioeconomic status is. I don't give a fuck who they worship. I don't give a damn about your feelings. What I care about is every single fan being treated well and being loved on just as Michael loved every single one of us. He did not single out people. He didn't ignore people. He found ways to address the issues and take care of things. What has happened in this fan base in the last 4 years that I have been sitting here watching stuff is still the same. Your attitudes are still the same. I appreciate the support that I've gotten when I've called for people to support Michael's kids. I wanted to see how Miss Catherine was doing. I wanted to make sure that she was okay. Somebody should be sleeping at that beautiful queen's feet every single night. Do not take for granted her still being here on this planet with us. All of her needs better be met, and she better not be mistreated. And I appreciate how when I address concerns that people back me up, that I have support. I've had for the last 2 years solidly over 200 people following me. I've tried to dwindle the numbers. I've tried. And it just stays at 200. Solid. People come and go. People disagree with me. I disagree with people. But 200 solid. I've stayed. There's been calls for mass blocking of me. There's been calls for people to ignore me whenever I say anything. But I still talk. I don't care because I know God hears me. God knows I'm not perfect. I know I'm not perfect. I know when people do things for Michael, it's not always going to be perfect. But when you screw up royally, you need to have your ass handed to you. It is imperative. We love and honor a man who saw good in people who did not deserve it. We need to do better. I am trying to do better. After 4 years of cursing, yelling into the mic, getting frustrated, putting up videos on Twitter, doing all this. A lot of stuff I did was not constructive. It was not wanted. And I don't apologize for my mistakes because they were mistakes. They were things that I felt at the time needed to be done. And they were effective. the shit I did was effective because it woke a lot of people up. Because black people are not the type of people to go and make trouble and to try to make people angry. We're a very peaceful, kind people. Exactly who you see Michael is, exactly who you see Michael's mother, exactly who you see Michael's children are, that is the essence of the black people. The black man and the black woman, the black children. That is our essence. Even though people's feelings were hurt from some of the things that I said or did or whatever, I still was not heard and I still was not listened to. I was blocked. Mass blocked and ignored. And there are people still to this day that ignore me, that won't have conversation with me. They'll say something quick if I DM them, and then they'll just go on about their way. They don't call, they don't check on me, they don't DM me, they don't say thank you, Queen, for your encouragement. Thank you for all that you have put into this fan base. I see you out here. And I know the ones that are afraid to say anything to me because you're afraid that you'll be ostracized from the people that I mentioned. Collectively as a whole, I don't do absolutes. I don't believe that all white people are bad, but I believe that white supremacy is real. Racism and white supremacy are one and the same. And this fan base is saturated with that. And it shouldn't be like that. We celebrate and we love and we honor the greatest entertainer to have ever lived on this planet. And he found time out of his life to give back in ways that we will never see anybody else do. And that is because that is what he was here for. It's not because he was better than anybody. It's not because that, you know, we needed to geek him up to get him to do all this stuff. It's because this is God's gift to him. He was born with this. All of us are born with something special. But the world has been dominated and infiltrated and controlled for so long that when people see something or when people hear something that doesn't fall in line with what we've been trained to think and how to act, then you automatically shut it out. But I'm asking you to look at the man in the mirror, to pay attention to what is going on in this fan base, and to make a change. We can't ignore this anymore. We have to face this head on, and we got to stop it. And I'm not saying you got to do like I do, but what I'm saying is make an effort to put people in check. Like I said, there are some people in this fan base that have said some nasty shit about Michael, and they still are supported and they still are listened to. I made one podcast episode cursing Jermon Bull's ass out, and they called for a mass blocking and a mass ignoring of me because of that one podcast episode. That's all it took. And the reason why I am talking about what I did versus what other people did that are still supported is because you need to open your eyes and you need to see that something is not right. And you not speaking out about it and you not doing something about it in your own way, you are actually complying to that. And you're falling in line with it. And the fruits of your labor yeah. So, if I don't seem like I'm a nice person, if I don't seem like I say everything that you agree with that is making you feel good, you need to ask yourself why. Why is it that I made the one episode and I was mass blocked? Why is it that I talk about the sickness that is in this fan base and I'm ignored? But when people want to talk about what they think Michael did wasn't right, they're not mass blocked. But people get in their ass, though. And they shut down their pages and they run and hide for a little while. And then they come back. Do all you can to cover up the obvious. Do all you can to not change and be the fearless person that you need to be in order to get the job done of defending Michael. I don't want you to be who I want you to be. I want you to be who you're supposed to be. Just because people don't like it when I talk about white supremacy, racism, that has nothing to do with me. I'm not here for your opinions on what you think happens to me as a black person because I experience it. You cannot tell me what I see is not real, and you cannot tell me what I'm saying is not valid. I matter. I am valued and I am loved. And I'm going to keep talking. I don't care. I do not care what you don't like. The truth is the truth. Now I'm going to say that there is suspected white supremacists, racists in this fan base. And the only people that will be listened to and heard are white people in this fan base. Oh, there she goes again. She's saying all. No, I'm not saying all white people. I'm saying the only people in this fan base that are listened to are white. Oh, okay. You're going to point to me somebody who was black or African or from the Caribbeans or from the, you know, from Brazil or something. And you say, look, they're listened to. That's how it works. That's how it works. But when I say something, my ancestors went through chattel slavery. And still to this day, I am enslaved. When I tell you that something is what it is, please listen. Please hear me. Regardless if it hurts your feelings or not. If you're not racist, if you're not a white supremacist, racist, then you don't have anything to worry about. But you need to enter into the realm of stopping the sickness that is this global system of white supremacy and racism. You need to jump on that bandwagon. Don't forget about the songs that Michael sang and wrote. He didn't do that shit for you know, to make y'all clap for him and call him a genius. He did that to bring awareness. And you still didn't listen. And I'm telling you, it's because he's black. If Michael Jackson was valued and loved as much as we claim he was, he would still be alive this day. There's absolutely no reason why that man died in his own house with the doctor. He had bodyguards. He had fam. Like, why is this man dead? So I just wanted to address that, and I wanted to explain myself a little bit further. Everybody has something that they are supposed to do on this earth. We're supposed to contribute to stopping the global system of white supremacy. And make sure that everybody receives justice. Now, we can't do it in the way that Michael did it, because that was specifically for him. That was his job. And he fulfilled that. But we all can find our way. We all can find what it is we are supposed to be doing. To help everybody on this planet receive justice. I'm not complaining. I'm not pulling out a race card. I'm telling you like it is. I've never hidden anything from you guys when it came to me defending Michael and showing you my concerns. What matters to me the most is that every single fan receives justice, and that no fan is mistreated, and that no fan fears giving their opinion and being blocked. No Michael Jackson fan should have that fear. I have never called for a mass blocking of anybody. I want to see everybody in this fan base succeed. And when you mess up, we need to tell you that you messed up, and you need to straighten it up. You need to get yourself together and get your head out of your ass and stop dominating shit and making things the way you want them to be. We can do this if we stand together. Now, for those of you that fear these people and have ignored me and not given me any kind of concern, I have to show my appreciation to you. I have to tag you. I have to say something to you first. I see you. And I've kept record of people like that for the last 4 years. So when I fully change, when I fully come to be the person I need to be, don't come at me. Don't say nothing to me. Because I remember you. And to the ones that stood by me these last 4 years and that have been consistent and didn't care about being blocked or ignored. Because I've seen that people who respond to me were blocked and ignored for a while when I did that episode cursing out Jermaine Bull. So they bullied a lot of fans because of what I did. They wanted to make sure that they could shut me down. You don't have that kind of power because you did not create me. So you can't decide what the fuck I do and how the fuck I do it. So you go sit your ass down somewhere. You have no control over here. You have no say over here about what the fuck I do. And you never will. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for standing by me. And most of all, thank you for being a real one. Because Michael Jackson needs us. We're the ones that get shit done. You take care, everybody.